save me.
Come on, Buzz.
But I'm down to one last breath. Will you let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet. It's so far down.
I've got a quartet singing.
Yeah. Creed at 5:30 on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Mandatory Creed.
Mandatory Creed. It's time for Commissioner Buzz's Fantasy Football Report. We have our Afternoon Show League. Buzz joins us once a week most of the time to give us an update on how it's going. Buzz, welcome. Commissioner Buzz.
Happy to be here. Let's get right into this. Spike, going to start with you. You lost 136-118 to Kimberly.
I did, yeah. I'm okay with it.
That's a tough one.
Scheduled loss.
Scheduled loss to one of the worst teams in the league record.
Look, she's won two in a row.
Who let her get hot?
I had Justin Jefferson on a bye, and I had Malik Nabers out. I'll be back. I'm still number one point. I'm not worried.
You got 0.5 from Zach Moss. Not great.
Yeah.
5.7 from Brian Thomas.
Yep.
7.8 DK Metcalf. Pretty much all of Kimberly's team showed up. So Spike,
yep,
he drops to 4-2. Ike with a big win over James this week, 128-119. Bijan Robinson with a season-high 25 points. Welcome to the season, Bijan Robinson.
Welcome to the season.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Was not expecting that.
No.
They hadn't given me anything all year, really.
That Atlanta team's heating up a little bit, man. They're scoring points every
Captain
week.
Captain Kirk, man.
Yep.
It's another huge week for DeAndre Swift. He puts up 22 points, 17 from Jameson Williams. So Ike, he moves up. He will move up in the rankings. How far up will he move? We'll get to that in just a minute.
Okay.
And Jack wins 133-121 over Dominic. He overcame a negative from Chris Olave.
That's right.
25 from Garrett Wilson, 27 from Joe Mixon, 21 from Keenan Allen. Jack climbs back to 500. He's even Steven at 3-3, but can he climb into the top five?
Oh, that's what people are wondering,
Buzz. That's what people have been asking all week long. We will find out in just a minute as well. Takeaways from the week. Yoshi now stands alone as the only 5-1 team. So he gets a win this week.
Doesn't matter.
As I mentioned, who let Kimberly get hot? She beat Spike, now two wins in a row. And OG Wade, welcome to the season. He won a game.
Whoa!
Beat Ryan by half a point.
What was the score, do you know?
The final score.
52-51.5?
No, OG Wade had a legitimate week. It was 107.96 to 107.48.
Hold on, you're crushing me for a 118 performance, and you're giving OG Wade the thumbs up for a 107?
I'm just acknowledging he won a game. We didn't think it would happen.
I don't like this at all.
Yeah. I'm not giving him praise. It's like when the 10-win Sixers won a game. You got to praise him.
Yeah, I'm stunned that OG Wade won a game.
Yeah.
I think
knew
we
somebody
all
was going to lose to him. You just didn't want to be the one.
Yes, just like the Sixers at that time.
Yep. And I think I only scored 70-some points.
Yeah, you got away with a dud that week.
Yeah, he was worse than me.
You won with 70-some points?
I think so.
Well, defense wins championships.
When I beat OG, yeah, I think so.
Just to be clear, he's still in last place by like 150 points.
Okay.
So it's not a big deal. Let's get to these power rankings, though.
Okay.
Jack Fritz, back in the top five.
Whoa.
With a win over Dominic.
Okay.
He climbs to 3-3, now sixth place in the league, but five on the Buzz power rankings. Number four is Ike Reese.
Ooh.
Steps up. He was out of the rankings. He was at number five. He moves up to number four.
Gotta see who's in front of me.
Well, here's who's in front of you. James, who you beat, I'm still gonna leave at number three because he's a little bit. He's got the points to back it up. He's 4-2. He's got 786. You're at 685. So he's still got about 100 points on you. That's why he's at number three. Spike, he lost to Kimberly. Drops down to number two. Would have dropped further if it was not from the loss from James.
Thank
and
you.
Yoshi, the only 5-1 team, he won this week. Only loss is to Ike on the year. He's at number one.
Bro, I got more points than Yoshi. I mean, that's fine with your power rank.
Yeah, but you got to drop down somewhat from your loss.
Hold on. It's fine that you get all your little points or what have you.
Oh, this is the first time I'm getting challenged on these rankings.
Here we go. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Stand up for yourself.
When the bye weeks come in,
yeah,
that has to be taken into account.
Sure.
A lot of Spike's points were racked up in the first 3 to 4 weeks of the season.
He's got no depth.
One guy has been, he was faked an injury and was out for 4 weeks.
Right.
Devontae Adams.
Yes.
Yeah, I finally get him back. Yeah, I've been mixing and matching. You go see my lineups that I put out there every week. So the fact that I'm still 4-2 and I beat the only team that's 5-1, I beat the number one team, and I beat Spike.
No, we didn't play each other.
We didn't play yet?
No.
Okay. Did I beat
Jack? You did beat Yoshi.
That's what I'm saying. I beat Yoshi.
No, you got a good strength of schedule. I acknowledge that.
Only four? I should definitely be in. Hold on. I got two guys in front of me that I beat. I beat James. How is he still in front of me?
Well, he was at number one. Or he was at number two, rather.
So his rankings.
So he dropped down to three.
So he dropped down. Spike moves down one because he was at number one.
Jack moves into the
top five.
It's just motivation for the guys.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Well, you might bench Mahomes. I mean, that's called sending a message.
Yeah.
That's not this team. That's
okay.
A different league.
Awesome. Good job by me.
It's a different league. I'm in three leagues. And by the way, for people that are wondering, that league, we play two quarterbacks.
Oh.
So, yeah, I got golf and Sam Darnold as well.
Okay.
With Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's benchable in that.
Right?
Yeah, he's benchable.
Yeah.
Well done, Buzz.
All right, Buzz, I'm watching you.
I know. If you win again, you move up.
If I win a game, when I win a game.
All right, when you win it, well, I'm the commissioner. I can't be playing favorites here. You're down 100. You're still back 100 points after beating James. You
look,
expect to just leapfrog?
Yeah, you're
pointing out this total points nonsense.
Well, it has to be part of the equation.
I mean, my guys have been in bye weeks for the last 3 weeks.
Everyone's dealing with bye weeks.
Maybe you should have planned better.
Yeah, that would help.
Everyone's dealing with bye weeks.
If I actually paid attention
players.
To when my guys are on bye weeks when I draft them, I never pay attention to that.
No,
yeah, that's a lame way to draft, worrying about bye weeks.
Yeah, I can't. That's too much thinking. Yeah.
Well, great job, Buzz.
Thank you.
Well, okay,
I'll take
job,
my top five ranking. I'll take it.
Yeah, he's
right.
You're upset with the guys. You dropped down one.
I'm confident.
Okay.
I'm confident. I'm the best team in the league. I mean, I'm not worried about it. Your low rankings. Mm. I'm not worried about them.
You can't expect to stay at one after a loss to Kimberly.
No. He's lucky to even be in the top five still.
What? Kimberly's putting a nice little run together. You know?
And use you to put it together.
Ooh, all right.
I can feel the tension heating up in this league.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Now man, it's bragging rights are important around here.
They are.
This chat's getting a little PG-13 on Sundays.
Spike, I beat you in our league.
Oh,
the
all
WIP
right.
WIP.
Well, you told me that league doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm still 0-6 in that league, I think. Yeah.
Should I give rankings for that league, too?
No, I don't worry about that one.
We'd have to talk about the morning
show. Because Rod Lincoln is leading that league.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, it's the only reason the league exists is
because
Rod
Lincoln
wants to win.
Wants to beat us, yeah.
Yeah.
The guy's addicted to fantasy sports.
He is. He made me play in the league because he wants to be able to beat me.
It's like you're
programmed, Richard. You won. You're the boss. Congrats. Yeah, I have to answer to you. You win. You don't have to beat me in fantasy, too.
Well, and it's like when we went to the Maury ping pong thing.
Yes.
Congratulations. You're good at ping pong.
Same deal.
Can we get past the second round?
Did you see he's invested in a ping pong league now?
I know. This guy.
Yeah.
Who, Maury did?
Yeah. Maury Blitzer. It was mostly David Blitzer. But yes, Maury Blitzer.
Hey, man's portfolio is growing.
Oh, yes. Sure is.
Shows up on Shark Tank with a ping pong league.
Yeah.
Lied about Jimmy Butler being there.
He did lie. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Great job, Commissioner Buzz. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Does Spike have to move back to New York if the Eagles lose to the Giants on Sunday? 80% are saying yes.
Yeah, we got to get you out of here.
Yeah, wow. Well, luckily I didn't sell the house yet, so I'm still up there. You're going to have to call Fan and get me a job, though. I'm not leaving for no job.
Well.
No! You paying my bills, buddy boy, over there?
The crazy part is, I don't know, do they want you back out there at the Fan?
Oh, no, I burned those bridges. Holy moly. I didn't know. So when I started with the Knicks stuff. I started taking shots at New York and them. And I thought, oh, this will be fun. And then I did it again with the Mets. They don't think it's fun up there. Somehow, they cannot stand me in New York now.
So now you're a man. Yeah, we can't send him back.
No.
He needs a home.
They'll kill me.
Yeah.
They'll murder me. Yeah, they'll murder me. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, Justin?
Man, the other day, gal caught me in a bad time. I was trying to switch ears. I'd had a horrible day that day, man. And then I let you down like that, let you hanging. That's on me.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens.
What happened?
The other day when y'all went to me and I accidentally had
you. Oh, you're on mute. Yeah.
I was switching ears and my big thumb hit the mute button. I was talking away. Next thing I know, I hear a click. And I'm like, what the hell? But anyway, that's on me. It's been a rough day. But anyway, yes, this weekend is a must win. After everything that went on after last weekend, it is a must win. I mean, you got to admit, we were all expecting, or hoping, not expecting, a blowout against the Browns. And then just to win by 4 points like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then after everything that went on in the pressure and all that stuff, I mean, they need to have a good showing this weekend, not just for themselves as a team, but for the daggone coach, too. You know, if they believe in him and trust him and all that as much as they say, they've got to have a good showing this weekend, I believe.
Yeah, I think the positive for that, Justin, mm-hmm. is I think while they would get – while they, I think the ceiling and the floor for winning and losing on Sunday are both far more extreme than they would have been, right? So if they lose, it's much, much worse than it would have been. But I also think if they win in almost any fashion after what they went through this week, I think it will be – I think it'll be much better than just beating the, you know, the 2-4 Giants at in New York. I think winning this game, I think for them, will be much bigger than it would have been previously. So it's worse if they lose, but I also think it's better if they win.
And it's also, like y'all talked about earlier, it's going to be a big test for that offensive line because Lawrence, like y'all said, he's got seven and a half sacks.
Yep.
You've got Burns. Thibodeau, you know, Kayvon Thibodeau, he's out this week, I think.
He's hurt. Injured,
so
he's on IR.
That's one less worry. Yeah, that's one less worry we've got. But I'm telling you, man, they've got some pretty good receivers. And if Darius can't play, I swear, I really think Isaiah Rogers or Keely Ringo is going to step up. I really do. And with Ike dropping that little insider of the year nugget, it will be active during the trade deadline.
That's right. Report that. Yeah.
Oh, yep. That's kind of got me hoping.
That's right.
No, good.
Get Miles Garrett,
Ike
Justin.
Will move up to number one to the insider of the year,
right.
Maybe. But I tried calling yesterday several times to wish you happy birthday, brother. Like Rio said, or Yoshi said, it was super busy yesterday. But
I got the tweet. I got the tweet, brother. I appreciate it.
And also, I know what you're talking about when you said you and your wife was going out for dinner and you was leaving the bums or whatever at home.
Yeah.
It's the same way for my birthday. I told my son, I said, I don't know where you're going to go, but it's my birthday. So, yeah, I just don't want to be here, buddy. It's my birthday. It comes once a year. So, you don't want to be home that night, son. I'm telling you.
It's called a big dose of D.
Oh, God.
Unwound your butt cheeks.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And, oh, no. Okay, I got two quick answers for you. I had a great answer yesterday. Y'all was talking about Harrison Ford and, you know, then George Clooney taking the mantle. My answer for yesterday, I think Harrison Ford took that mantle from Burt Reynolds from the
70s. That's
a good one.
That
yeah,
is good.
Burt Reynolds for sure. Yeah.
Yep.
And my face of the 2000s, this guy created, like, I know some of y'all probably don't give a crap, but created, like, the comic book movies. Robert Downey Jr., man, that guy came from nothing and went to Iron Man and created the whole Marvel universe.
Well, hold on. Came from nothing. He was already a big movie star.
Dude, he got arrested. He was so.
He said he came back from.
Yeah, it was a good comeback. It's a good answer.
From hell, basically. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a bazillionaire, and now he's coming back to Marvel. They're going to make him the bad guy. I don't know what the hell's happening there. But anyway, y'all had a heck of a show today. Y'all entertained the crap out of me. But, and I love y'all. I mean it.
Appreciate it, Justin. Love you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Let's go Vols plus 3.5 Saturday.
Yeah?
I waited until he got off to bring it up.
Right. He didn't
have a fit.
Well, they had
they're taking on Bama.
Well, they had a disaster showing against Florida this week.
That was terrible against Florida.
They won, though, didn't they?
They won.
They won barely.
Yeah.
In overtime.
We'll give you some goodish Sixers injury news right after Jack tells you about where to get yourself a fridge.
Or any appliances.
Or the dishwasher.
That's the great part about National Appliance Warehouse, Spike. They got over 15,000 square feet. They got over 100 brands at National Appliance Warehouse from sub-zero to budget. You're going to get your appliance needs from National Appliance Warehouse. Again, in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. And there's a lot of things that you need to know about National Appliance Warehouse. But one of the things that you need to know is that when you walk in there, you'll feel like you're a part of their family. I was down there a couple weeks ago, and truly, 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 when you walk in, they know how to take care of you. It's what they pride themselves in. Knowledgeable staff, friendly staff, there to service you. But on top of all that, you will get the best price at National Appliance Warehouse. Your dollar's always stretching further, not only because of tax-free Delaware, but also they always have great savings events going on, like the Columbus Day Mega Sale that's going on right now. But they also have Price Assure that instantly updates price tags throughout the store if it finds a lower price in a different appliance store. exclusive to National Appliance Warehouse. So over 100 brands from sub-zero to budget. Get to National Appliance Warehouse today. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com. Visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington in Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fred sent you.
You know, you always say they treat you like family. Does that mean when you go there, they weed whack your yard as well?
And pay for my phone bill?
And pay for your phone bill? Yep. So if you, I know most people did not watch the Sixers preseason game last night. By the way, Ben Simmons decided not to play in Philadelphia.
Of course, big shocker.
Another day.
Yeah. Jared McCain took a awful fall and looked, had to go to a hospital afterwards. It looked like he hit his head, but it seemed like, so anyway, he was diagnosed with a pulmonary contusion, which is, a bruise on your lung, but has not displayed any symptoms consistent with a concussion. So he's out for the preseason game tomorrow, will be evaluated daily moving forward, but it seems like Jared McCain, who probably wasn't going to play very much anyway, but first-round pick Jared McCain is doing all right. That looked awful. Anytime guys have that fall in basketball where they're up in the air and then they end up landing on their back and head, those falls always look terrible. Yeah. Think about how high those guys end up being, so I'm glad that McCain's all right.
Yeah.
Jim in Bucks County, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How's everything going?
Hey, Jim.
What up, Jim?
Hey, this Sunday is a must win, and I'm feeling that we're not going to do it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. For real, man. And I hate saying it because I love my Eagles. Ike, you're the man.
Appreciate that.
But, you know, the Giants, number one, is going to stop Saquon. You know, they're not going to let us go up there and then him have a hell of a game. And if they stop him, that puts everything in Hurts' hands. And with the play calling that we've had over the first five games, even though it's the Giants, and for some reason when they suck, they still play us hard.
Yep.
I'm not feeling good about this Sunday, guys, to be honest. And as a must win, if they win, I'll be happy. I'll be the first one to say that I'm wrong. But if they lose, all three of those coaches got to be looked at for real. You know, because we haven't had one game since last season where we've come out in the first quarter and just been hyped. You know,
yeah.
We come out flat as anything every game. You know, even when we take the ball first or we get the ball first, you know, we don't do anything. I think we're the only team that hasn't scored in the first quarter, I keep hearing.
Yep.
But also, if they put the ball in Jalen's hands, now he's been sacked, what, 14, 15 times already this season?
Sounds about right.
Okay. This defensive line for the Giants, they're no joke.
Or the number one, they're the number one team in the league with sacks, 26.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ, I didn't know that. But great.
Well, anytime a D tackle has seven sacks through five games,
your numbers
are
going to be pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and I hope I'm wrong, but if they come out flat like they have, I don't care if he shaves his head or anything, brings his kid to the press conference, he's got to be really looked at because it's his job to get this team together, to get the coordinators together, to get the players together, and get them hyped up. Like when you played, right?
Yep.
You guys came out. I don't know if it was you, Dawkins, whoever. You guys came out fired up. Like no one was going to do anything to you no matter where you guys played. I have not seen that this year.
Yeah, no, I everything you said has been pretty much spot on. Actually, the more that I hear today, and I'm sure it'll be even more of it tomorrow, the doubt around the city.
Yeah,
I feel more confident they're going to win Sunday.
Really?
Yeah,
they got to win.
When you expect little from them, they'll show up. It reminds me of the Saints game,
right?
We all thought they were going down there to get beat against New Orleans.
Yeah, they got to win on Sunday. I know the must win thing, but I feel like the whole thing could. The vibe
just
will
crumble.
Turn.
Yeah,
and I do think it could crumble the other way. But I do think, I don't think they have to win particularly convincingly. I don't think they can play bad and win and have everybody feel good. But I think if they go in, and I don't, especially because of the expectations, if they could, they didn't blow the Saints out. You know, they barely won that game. So
everybody was happy with
it. Yes. And they're a 3-point favorite on Sunday for a reason. Yep. Hey, Jim, give us your face of the 2000s.
All right. Now, I don't know if this has been said, but this guy was on everybody's mind for 10 years until they killed him, Osama bin Laden.
I mean,
He has not been said.
Look, Jim.
Well, yeah, no, he hasn't been said.
I don't think we can. I mean,
well, I mean, we could take it, but it's not going to win.
Yes, it's not going to win.
Yes,
but you know,
okay,
I give you credit for a creative answer.
Yes.
You know, we could all name movie stars.
I'm glad they came at the end.
You named a terrorist. You know, it's fine. You know, it's what it is. The text line is brought to you by Benari. I'm not saying terrorists are fine. You know what I'm saying? The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
My face of the 2000s is me. Also the 80s and 90s. And the 2010s and now. Howard and Delco.
You are.
Yeah.
You're the face of
You're the king.
Sports of
Why
the
we call you the king.
You know everything.
We need you.
Didn't you know that they won the game on Sunday? Everyone's acting like they lost.
I didn't know everyone hated kids.
Yeah. What's that?
Donovan is only going to get better if he gets heat on him. When Ron Jaworski was here, he had heat on him. Donovan doesn't. The exact call Chuck and Mount Airy would have made in the 2000s.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen does have heat on
him. Yeah, I'm like, I didn't know. Yeah, what is Chuck talking about? Yeah,
he does. Now, I think Jalen has more defenders than Donovan had, but we also... It was a different media landscape at the time. There's no social media, all that kind of stuff. But it does feel like there are more people sticking up for Jalen than stuck up for Donovan when things went bad publicly.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
What's next?
He does good work and has really become a great analyst. Spike when he sees an NFL analyst who criticizes Jalen.
Well.
They always seem to make good points.
It's all quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Dan Orlovsky, Chase Daniel, Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner, yeah. It's all quarterbacks.
It's all quarterbacks. Look, I respect those guys. I respect the hell out of those guys. What's next?
This is a real place? Wow. I always thought they were referring to the Lego version of Italy. Jack passing through Little Italy last week.
Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, you not knowing that Hell's Kitchen was a real area.
Oh, why would I think that? I mean, the boroughs. You get the boroughs.
Well, speaking of Brad Pitt, have you ever seen Sleepers?
No.
Great movie.
Yeah,
and
no, was that?
That was in Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah, there you go. Come on, Jack.
What part of New York is it? Is it which
was it Lower Manhattan?
Hold on. What answer could I give you that is going to help you out on this one?
And it was like in the big city. Or like the.
It's in Manhattan.
Oh, yes.
No. What's next?
So I read on Twitter that you hate people that don't return their carts at the grocery store. Are you seeing that on this Eagles team? Specifically a player wearing number one? Spike interviewing Kurt Warner.
I think I've been fair to Jalen.
I agree. I think people are starting to open their freaking eyes.
Well, let's put it this way. I have been critical, but I don't think I've been hater-like with Jalen. I have been. Well, you're a hater.
Yeah, you're a hater, Jack.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Boy, am I glad that guy's not my boss. Nick listening to Mike Lombardi at the Nova Game.
Mike didn't hold back.
That was a great answer.
He didn't even hesitate.
Mike, what would you have done?
He didn't even hesitate, yeah.
I would have called him in and said, when are you going to grow up?
Yep.
Man. Yeah, he had that one locked and loaded. Yeah. Well, pretty much everybody who is in football in some capacity, former player, former GM, former coach, whatever, they saw that clip of Nick Sirianni doing that, and they're like, what is this doing? Yeah.
Respect the game, yes. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but I love having Mike on. Mike Lombardi does not hold back at all. I think at some point we have to have an analytics hater summit with Larry Anderson, Mike Lombardi, and Howard.
And
just put a bunch of numbers in front of them and watch them burn the numbers.
Well, that would be like, you just say, hey, what do you guys think about analytics? And like, how much, watching them both, all three of them sound so exasperated.
Yep.
At the word.
That's how it starts. Oh, these analytics.
Yeah, yeah. That's the problem. That's the problem with sports today.
Now, I have become more of an eye test guy as my life has gone on. I've gotten older.
Yeah.
Analytics are boring.
It's just numbers.
Yeah, it's not fun to talk about.
Yeah.
But I remember when you two were analytic guys.
Yeah. Well, let's put it this
Hated
way.
Hated it.
We used to argue, and I was the eye test guy, because I'm always an eye test guy.
Yes, but your eye test was Evan Turner over J.J. Redick.
Why are you bringing up names?
Well, yes. You know what it is? I've evolved into appreciating what the analytics can give you, but also trusting what I'm watching.
There we go. Yeah.
But yes. I think that's what good front offices do anyway. And I obviously don't know. Mike knows better than me about what front offices are doing, but I don't think that there's any front offices being like, don't watch them play. Just look at these numbers.
Just watch the numbers. We don't need to go scout them.
And I bet what the
Although we did draft Andre Diller without actually seeing him play.
Seeing him play. Well, I also think
maybe the draft board said, hey, this is a good idea.
I think maybe what happens is the coaches don't want to hear it. So the front offices get even more forceful with the analytics thing. By the way, Brad Pitt was in Moneyball, too, which is a 2000s
movie. Oh, yeah, he was good at Moneyball.
Yeah, he was good at Moneyball.
Yeah.
Billy Bean.
Did I ever tell that Billy Bean story on the air? Did I tell it on the air?
Oh, I don't know if you told it on the air or not.
I should tell it on the air at some point. It is a good story. Fritz the Six is next.
Riding with the King.
Yeah, we got to give away the tickets.
Yeah, so...
I will just say what the tickets are. The winner for next question today gets a pair of tickets to go see the Disturbed, The Sickness 25th Anniversary Tour, which makes me feel old, April 2nd at the Wells Fargo Center. For tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com. The question today, based on Eminem's birthday... Was who is a face of the 2000s?
So Scott Stapp, big answer.
Yep.
Allen Iverson, big answer.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian, big answer.
Yeah.
Big, yeah.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt, Spike may just put that in there.
Yeah.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mia Hamm.
Yep.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah. I feel like there's a better one in there.
Like Floyd Mayweather, Tom Cruise, Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. I don't know. Denzel. Yeah.
Denzel or Tom Cruise, I think, are probably, or no, oh yeah, Tiger was Ike.
Our answer. Yeah.
What Emerald about Lagasse? Jay-Z?
No, Jay-Z? Last time?
He might well win something before he goes down.
Yeah, before he goes away.
All right, Jay-Z?
Yeah, sure.
Raji in Philly.
Yep, Raji. Raji, you want to go to, bring me to Disturbed. Let's go see Disturbed together, Raji.
Yeah. Also, we'll have tickets tomorrow for Disturbed as well.
Oh, okay. I would like to see that show. I haven't seen them in forever.
Yeah, you're the one.
The singer, no, it's at the Wells Fargo Center. Quick story. They were on Ozfest all the time, and I went to every Ozfest. Ozfest, the guys in the bands would be there all day long because they would play for 40 minutes, but the concert was like 12 hours long, and they would all have their own buses back. David Draymond, the lead singer from Disturbed, would go out into the crowd of Ozfest, pick out a girl, walk that girl back to the bus. Half an hour later, you would see him leave with the girl, and then he would go back to the bus with another girl. And this would happen all day long.
Wow.
Yeah. So that is the lead singer of Disturbed. He was having a good time at Ozfest.
Was he not singing?
You don't only have to sing for like an hour or 40 minutes or whatever. Meanwhile, I'm not doing it. I'm just drinking a Coke and you know, eating a pretzel. Meanwhile, this guy's having time of his life.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say so.
All right. So Fritz at 6 and Riding with the Kings next. Any clue as to what you guys are going to talk about?
Probably the Eagles.
Oh, okay. Any idea? Do you gonna fight with them again?
We'll see.
All right.
If he works me up a little bit.
All right. We'll be back with you tomorrow, as we always are. This is the WIP Afternoon Show. So it's October, and you've been thinking about getting rid of your old banged up car, and it is spooky season, which means that John Ashdale, Cars Are, team at Colonial, going to help you ghost your ride, get rid of that old piece of junk, because they have all these 2024 Hyundais on the lot, and they got to go. They got scary good deals. Over 200 of those cars on the lot, at Elantras and Tucsons and Santa Fes and Konas, that you can buy any of them, 0% financing for 60 months. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else, the highest in the region, that piece of junk, $6,500 for it, no matter what condition it's in, guaranteed. And you're going to get Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Stay away from the ghouls. Ghost your ride with a deal on a new car that won't come back to haunt you. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.